Jesus Christ.
How many drinks are you in, Sean?
I've only had this one tall can. That's it.
Oh, okay. Done. I'm like, come on.
Over a span of the last, like, I don't know, when did we start? 5 o'clock, right?
I think so.
Yeah, about. Maybe a little after.
Yeah. So I've had...
Yeah, no, 5 o'clock's probably about right.
Yeah. I think I started drinking it right then and there at 5. Like, actually, probably before that, it was like 4:30.
Oh, okay.
So... I don't have any more beer, so that's it.
Fucking tapped out.
It's only 32 ounces, so it's not even 3 full beers in 3 hours.
Is that a fart?
Totally.
Yeah.
Pulling the ripcord over here.
Drinking all like the leftover beers from the Halloween party, so it's like random shit.
Just a mishmash of shit.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right. Alrighty. Hey, everybody. This is Mike.
This is Matt.
This is Sean. You listen to Cranks for Nothing. Yeah. Crank Yankers for Nothing.
We love cranking them out.
Yanks for Nothing.
Every All Monday. Right. So we finish.
What'd you say? Every Monday.
Every Monday.
Every Monday. Cranking them out. So we finished up. The last list we did was all Halloween horror stuff, and the last 4 or 5 lists before that were all scary. So we said, hey, let's do something a little bit lighter this time. Let's have a little bit less of a scare factor. So we decided let's do something animated. And we chose two-dimensional drawing type of animation. So we're going old school.
Good old cartoon 2D, movies.
Good old cartoon movies. So we're going to pick our favorite animated 2D movies.
None of this Pixar shit.
Yeah, yeah. None of that bullshit. Kids don't even know what it is anymore.
They got it so good nowadays. They don't even know what it's up.
Yeah.
Those yeah. Little fuckers.
You don't got to use your imagination
Goddamn
at all.
Spoiled rotten.
Little assholes. So we're going to go, and there are still some that are being made. You know, there's a couple every now and again, but now it seems like it's more like an artistic decision rather than the only option. You know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I feel like hand drawing, or a lot of this is even done on the computer too, but you know, taking that style of hand drawing is kind of like a, not a lost art, but it's not as common as it used to be. So we're going to pick our favorites of that.
Ain't what it used to be.
So the last list we did, Sean picked first, I picked second, and Matt picked third. So we're going to flip that, and Matt will have first pick. Yeah. I will have second pick.
What?
Sean will be third. And then round and a back again, snake it up and down. So a little fantasy movie draft here. And so, Matt, you get first pick. What is your favorite animated 2D movie of all time, ever?
Oh, shit. This is cream of the crop. I don't know if it's my favorite, but I'm going to say it now because I feel like it's going to get picked out.
Forever hold your peace.
I hope you don't take mine.
And I'm going to go with the 92 classic with good old Robin Williams. The Aladdin. That was the knockoff.
That was on my
Lion
list.
Gate.
The Aladdin.
The Aladdin. That's surprising. I did not think you picked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either.
Used to watch it all the time as a kid. You even played the
too,
shit out of that Sega
list.
Game. The game was fucking fun.
Dude, that game was awesome.
Yeah, we used to play it all the time.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Fuck, I was watching. I haven't seen this movie, fuck, since I was a kid, probably. I haven't watched any of these movies since I was a kid.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a recurring theme.
So, this is going to be a quick-ass list. Not a lot to go off of, but I went and watched a couple YouTube videos real quick to kind of refresh my mind.
A little refresh.
A couple trailers.
And I was watching the scene, like, when the genie first comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching those, like, getting his 3 wishes. Man, even that shit was making me crack a smile. Like,
yeah.
Even to this day, man, fucking, I miss Robin Williams now.
Yeah, Robin Williams was great.
Like, I didn't really, when he did pass, I was like, yeah, it's a shame. Like, but, like, I wasn't like, it's not like he was pumping movies out left and right in the recent history. So it's not like he, I don't know. It sounds sad to say, but when I go back and watch
completely
those videos,
more as relevant as he was 20 years
but
ago.
But back then, that was like in his prime back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, fuck, listen, watching those clips was great because he does like impression after impression as the genie. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, he just cranks him out.
Yeah.
He's doing like That's fucking Charlie Chaplin is. And Jack Nicholson and shit.
Yeah. Which is good. Funny because like it was made for kids, and I feel like that type of stuff was definitely more for
above their heads
in the crowd.
Yeah, totally. For us now, we catch it, but fuck, we didn't know what the shit that was back then.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a little bit. You knew a little bit of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you weren't like that. I think it wasn't as ingrained as it probably is now. You know?
Yeah, you weren't fully aware then.
Yeah. They're remaking that. Aren't they doing like a live action thing?
Yeah.
Kind of like how they did with like Jungle Book or something like that.
I think Guy Ritchie's directing it.
Oh, really?
I think Will Smith is going to be the voice of the genie.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's pretty cool.
And I think it's going to be a lot of no-name actors for the leads and stuff.
Well, that's good.
I think Will Smith was the only name I fucking remember that was casted.
I think Will Smith will be pretty good.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, and I also feel like with something like that, like something that's so iconic, like you need someone like totally different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can't redo what.
Yeah,
Robin
you can't
Williams
just have so. This guy is probably the best Robin Williams we can do.
No. Yeah.
So you
definitely.
Yeah. So you need to like go in a different direction, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, Aladdin was good. I think for me, what I remember most about Aladdin was the songs. Mm-hmm. Like the Whole New World song was great.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Still sing it to this day.
Yeah. That was a great song.
Fucking,
that and the genie. And my favorite part of that was fucking Gilbert Gottfried as the fucking Iago.
Yeah, yeah. The little
the
bird.
Parrot guy. That was so good. I was like, if anyone was ever going to be a parrot in a cartoon, it would be Gilbert Gottfried. That's so good.
Oh, man. That's good stuff, though.
Aladdin. All right. Good pick. Good pick.
Good one.
And I'm glad you did not take my book.
Oh, shit.
My book. My movie.
Uh-oh.
Which is 1999's The Iron Giant.
I've never seen that one.
Oh, man.
I've always heard it's amazing and yada, yada, yada.
So goddamn good.
I got to watch. I need to watch.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
It's directed by Brad Bird, who went on to do a lot of the Pixar things, like The Incredibles and Ratatouille and fucking, what else did he do? I think he did Monsters. I think he might have done Monsters, Inc.
That's a good one.
No, maybe not. No, he didn't do Monsters, Inc. He did The Incredibles.
Yeah, he definitely did Incredibles.
Ratatouille.
He's doing the sequel to Incredibles, too.
Yeah. But he heads a lot of the
Pixar
DreamWorks
stuff.
Pixar type of shit. Like, he's like kind of a big wig over there.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
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 If we were to do Pixar movies, I think Incredibles might be my number one.
Incredibles is pretty good.
I never saw that one either. I don't think.
It's pretty good.
At least most of it.
Pretty good. But so The Iron Giant is amazing. It originally I liked it because this came out in 99. I was in high school already, so I was over that age. But I've always really been into robots, and especially like the science fiction-y, like throwback to the past type of robot, you know, like '30s to '50s era of like what they thought sci-fi and robots were. You know what I mean?
Those old like tin wind-up toys.
Yeah. So this takes place in that era of like the '50s, and basically there's an iron giant that comes out of the sky, and they don't know where it came from. They don't know if it's an alien. They don't know if it's like some sort of war thing or a weapon or something like that. It just, all they know is that a giant alien robot came from fucking outer space, and they don't know what's going on with it. So it's a really cool story. It's basically there's a kid in there that finds him, and he's kind of like an outcast kid, like kind of a loner, doesn't have a lot of friends type of deal. And he kind of befriends this giant, and it's at its root, it's basically about friendship and a little bit of a coming of age story. But, It's just a really good story. The main character, he's like, I think he's like 9-ish, 10-ish, somewhere in that. His name's Hogarth. It takes a couple turns because they don't know where it is. So obviously the government's there and they're trying to shut it down and figure out what's going on. But super good. The animation's really cool. I love the design of the giant.
Mm.
It's just so iconic and it's just really cool. It's really funny. It's one of those that kind of pulls at your heartstrings a little bit too towards the end,
Yeah, like I've heard about that.
Shit starts happening. It's just a very deep movie.
Doesn't Vin Diesel voice the robot?
Yeah, but he's the voice
noises?
Of the robot.
Yeah
the same way
like
he's the voice
stuff,
of fucking Groot, know what I mean? Like
that's hilarious.
Where there's not a whole lot of voicing going on. It's just,
Just like
in fact,
stuff.
with this, like, they throw them through so much, like, reverb and stuff. Like, it sounds like someone's, like, yelling in, like, a metal tank. Like, that's kind of the voice. Because he doesn't really speak English, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but it's cool. Like, the way, like I said, the design of the robot's awesome. And, like, some of the stuff that goes on with that and everything. And it's just a solid movie. Like, and I watch every now and again, I'll just pop this on. I think it was streaming somewhere. It might still be streaming. Maybe on Netflix or something. I watched it maybe about it within the last year or so. And it still holds up. Still so goddamn good. So if you haven't seen it, definitely recommend watching The Iron Giant.
Yeah. I think I've had it on my Netflix queue for like quite a while now.
Just watch it, man. It's pretty short, too. It's probably like, it's under an hour and a half, hour, 20 minutes or so. Oh, something cool. Like that. Yeah. It's cool. Like, it like even one of the characters that Hogarth kind of, I guess for lack of a better term, runs into and meets is like this old, not old, he's like probably the age of his mom. And he's like a sculpture artist, but he does like junk stuff. So he's bending metal. He like lives at a scrap yard and he's like just doing all this crazy shit. Nah. So then he gets that was always kind of cool too, because I was like into art and into like ceramics and building stuff. So to see that, yeah. And then the giant like helps him do stuff and it's like, ah, oh, that's cool. You know what I mean? It was like, when I was watching it, I was like into that stuff too. Like not only like the art of like the drawing, because this was also like 99. There wasn't too many 2D kind of movies coming out. Like that was kind of when, yeah, I feel like that was kind of when like 3D stuff started to pop up, you know what I mean? Or was like coming out.
Yeah. Cause like, Toy Story was like 95, wasn't it?
Yeah. So Toy Story hit in 95 and that started like everyone just started doing 3D like revolution. CGI type of stuff.
Yeah. Cartoons.
So like, yeah, cartoon stuff was like, you know, on its way out. So to see this and, you know, being someone that loved to draw, like to see this movie come out, I was like very excited about it. And because it was about robots, so I was just like, ah, it's so good.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's one of the few movies that I still own that I didn't sell.
Yeah.
Like I have the DVD of.
Kept that one.
It's one of those where I'm like, I'm still going to have this one. So.
I'm excited for, kind of excited to see him because he's going to be like a big part of that Ready Player One movie that Steven Spielberg's doing, Iron Giant.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Apparently has a major part in Ready Player One.
That's awesome.
So
I've always wanted to get an Iron Giant fucking tattoo. One of these days I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's funny because like there is a little bit of comic booky type of stuff going on in the movie too. Like they play like Superman and because he can fly around and stuff and he even says, like, I'm Superman.
Nah.
It's cool. Funny. Yeah. It's a good movie. Good movie. Iron Giant, 1999.
Yes.
All right, Sean, you are up. You got two back to back.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so stoked. Shit. Oh, you guys done fucked up. Number one. I'm going to pick South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Nice.
Yeah. Still so fucking good.
It
really is.
God damn. Really? Oh my God. Go back and watch it. It's great. Man. The animation is like, but you get over it.
It's fucking South Park.
Yeah, it's still, yeah, exactly.
They were only like a couple seasons in, weren't they, when that movie came out?
I would say at least 5 years.
I think
there
were more than a couple.
At least
5. Yeah, I was going to say maybe like 5 or so.
Because it came out in 99 too? Did that come out in 99?
I think like 98 maybe.
That I don't know.
99, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
When did the fucking show start?
Dude, that started like 96, 97.
Yeah, that started right when I was going into high school. So
when I was in like 6th or 7th grade, yeah.
Yeah, 97. So at that point, yeah, okay. I guess it was only like 2-3 seasons in.
I'm surprised they made a movie so soon.
Yeah. That show is still pretty good too. Like
dude,
if you watch
insane.
It now,
yeah.
It's still really funny.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, that movie when that movie came out, it
that was
blew
a mind
my
blow.
Fucking mind.
Dude,
yeah,
seriously. They fucking
like
they
there
got,
was so much shit in that movie that I was just like, what the fuck?
How do they get
so
away
many
with
curse
this
words?
Shit? Seriously.
Yeah. Oh my God.
They won curse fucking words. Did they win a Grammy for the music? For the soundtrack?
I think they won an Oscar.
Oscar,
yeah,
that's
I was
what it
say,
was.
Didn't they get it for that Blame Canada song?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just,
I think so.
I think it was just because of the score in general of the movie.
Yeah, it might have been.
Something like that.
Or best original song or some shit like that.
Yeah, because they fucking wrote and recorded most of those songs, and they still do, I'm sure, for everything.
Yeah. Let's see. It was nominated for Best Original Song. It did not win.
I thought it won something.
It was nominated for Blame Canada, Best Original Song.
That's so funny. I'm surprised it was even nominated. You'd think they would be so stuck up they wouldn't even put that shit in the running.
Yeah. Blame Canada.
You gotta appreciate value, you know.
My favorite song on that was the fucking "What Would Brian Boitano Do?" That was my favorite on that. I bet he'd kick an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano. Also, oh man, there's so many good songs in that song. The fucking
Kyle's mom song's pretty good. That one's
Kyle's mom's good, but yeah.
Is it the Saddam song?
The counselor guy song.
Oh,
what the hell
was
it?
That's a good
one. It's like something, 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 giving hand jobs or crack.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's so good.
The fucking Saddam Hussein songs are pretty good, too.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's a good one.
Man. Is that...
That's a great movie.
Is that streaming on Netflix now, or...
It bounces is. Around between, like that like and Amazon.
I might have to watch that again.
Yeah. I feel like it's always on one of them. Like, if it's not on Amazon, it's on Netflix or Hulu. It's on one of them at any given time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I haven't seen that since the theater. I think we snuck in to see it. I think we did some, like, theater hopping.
Yeah, I think we had to, because I think that was, like, NC-17, like, at the time.
It had
maybe
to be.
Not, but it was definitely,
definitely
like...
R.
Yeah. Oh, man, so good.
Unrated.
Yeah, and it was awesome because we snuck in just like how they snuck in to see the Terrence and Phillip movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so good.
All right, you ready for my next bombshell?
Number dose.
What do you got?
All right, my next one's fucking Beavis and Butthead Do America. You didn't see that coming, did you?
I didn't.
Really? Dude, fucking hell.
That's like another one I haven't seen since the theater.
Oh, man. I think I've watched it a few years, within the last couple of years. It's it's so good. Fucking hell. There's a lot of jokes in there I guess I still say that these days. But that's fucking
that's so funny.
The movie's like 20 years old too.
That's so funny. I was never a huge fan. Like, I was never a huge Beavis and Butthead fan.
Me neither.
Like, I got a kick out of it, but I wasn't like.
It was
crazy about it.
I think I like the show better than the movie. I like the movie.
Really?
Wasn't as good.
I thought the movie was better than the show.
I thought the movie was all right. Yeah. I didn't think it was great, but it was all right.
Good.
Yeah, it's like a weird road trip movie with fucking Bruce Willis and.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking, what's her name? His wife at the time, Demi.
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I saw that in the theater, though. I remember that. It was probably like 15, 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went with. Some friend from middle school. I don't even remember who it was.
It's like 98.
But I just remember going to the movie theater.
Yeah, that's like 97, huh?
97.
Yeah. So it would have been like probably like 8th grade for me.
Yeah.
7th grade, maybe.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, 96.
That was all right.
Damn.
When was it?
6th grade. 96.
God damn.
Yeah. So, it's probably like 7th grade.
That's crazy.
Then. I just remember that.
Crazy.
I remember when they got drugged and they're like out in the desert and the fucking like Rob Zombie song was playing the whole
time.
So
good.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I remember from that movie.
And the fucking stupid ass roller coaster song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I was just going to say, I remember the roller coaster
song.
The cover.
Yeah.
That was a cover song.
Yeah, it was a cover of fucking. Who sang
some funk band.
No, it was Love Roller Coaster. It was a fucking funk band.
Yeah, that's what I said. Some funk band.
Oh, funk. They said punk.
No. No, it's a funk band.
It's a funk band. Not a funk band.
Who was that?
No, it's not a funk
band.
It's a funk
players?
Band.
Who was that? Fucking, I don't want Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Don't care.
Yeah, it was Ohio Players, yeah.
Who gives a shit?
I care, goddamn. Shit.
What were they even like on a road trip for? Do you remember?
They're trying to kill that dude's wife? Right?
Weren't they on a road trip for something else?
Oh,
didn't they get sidetracked with that?
Maybe. They got rustled into that somehow.
Someone stole their television.
That's
right.
And they
go on an epic journey to recover it.
Duh.
Just to take their TV.
Fucking.
And who knows, they might even score.
That's funny.
I don't think
it was like,
on the way. Okay. Yeah, all right. The FBI agent with the cavity searches.
Yeah. You remember them being like on a bus with like a bunch of nuns and shit?
Or a bunch of old ladies. Talk about slots.
Cornholio. Cornholio made an appearance. Oh man, classic Mike Judge.
Classic. Did you ever? I never watched like the redo of that. Did they? They remade some shit and did a new season.
I never watched that either.
I never did either.
They did?
Yeah, like in the last like year or two.
Huh.
I think it's. I want to say it was on Netflix at some point. Yeah. Oh, it was that long ago? Okay.
Was it on MTV?
It was. I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy. Was it just like a season or something, or like a special?
Yeah, it was just one season.
Yeah.
They did a season in 2011.
Pretty shit. Cool. Am I checking that out?
Yeah, maybe. Doubt it.
Did you guys ever play the video game that was on like Sega?
No.
I think I have. We never owned it, but I think I remember playing it somewhere.
That game was fucking... That game was hard. Not because, like, the difficulty was hard. You just didn't know what the fuck to do in that game. So you're, like, kind of...
Yeah, it was weird. You're just jumping around.
Yeah, you're, like, going to, like, scene to scene. You're trying to get, like, Gwar tickets or something. And, like, the tickets got, like, shredded up like in a lawnmower. Oh, so you're trying to find the pieces to the tickets.
That's hilarious.
It was, like, a weird puzzle-solving game, but the puzzles made no sense.
No puzzles. Bill and Ted fucking video game where you're like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Or the fucking, what was it, Rambo? One of those like military movie games that they remade was the same way where it was just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on in this fucking game. That's funny. Beavis and Butthead. All right. All right.
Jackpot.
All right. I'm going to go with, you guys, you're not going to take that one. I'll save that one. I'm going to go with The Land Before Time.
Oh, man. That was on my list.
I totally forgot about
that. That probably would have been my honorable mention, but yeah, it was on there.
Fucking, yeah.
So good. Fucking Littlefoot, fucking Sarah, and all those goddamn dinosaurs. I was in love with dinosaurs when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Who wasn't? So,
this movie was right up my goddamn alley.
Remember that movie was a little bit of a
tear-trigger. Right up your cornhole.
Yeah, it was. Oh, man. It was so good. Like, love dinosaurs. It was, you know, cartoons. Loved cartoons. This came out in 88. So I probably saw this, like, shortly after it came out.
Yeah.
Though,
I remember watching that shit.
Probably
when I was
like five, six.
Yeah.
Seven ish, maybe if it came out on video. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I definitely remember
most likely
it
we probably saw that on VHS. Not that we didn't go to the movies too often as a kid.
We own a lot of those VHSs.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, it was so good. And sad, man. And fucking Petrie. Petrie was awesome, the little fucking pterodactyl guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Liked him.
Littlefoot. Sarah.
Fuck, she was a little bitch.
Sarah was a whiny ass bitch.
Fucking cunt ass dinosaur.
Cunt ass triceratops.
And there was that one that was like all mopey and like tired all the time. I forget what his name was.
Which one
Eeyore.
Was that?
I don't know. Eeyore.
Wasn't that
and then there was Ducky.
Was that Littlefoot?
No, Littlefoot's the fucking
like the Brachiosaurus, yeah. But wasn't she the... I thought she was like the grumpy one.
Nah, man. There was like that... He was green. He like always wanted to eat.
The vegetarian one.
Yeah, the vegetarian one.
Plants.
He always kind of looked like he was high, like now looking back.
He's like a little Stegosaurus guy.
Yeah. No, not a Stegosaurus, but something like that, The Ankylosaur, maybe?
Something. I'm looking at
photos. Maybe it was a Stegosaurus.
Yeah,
I don't know. And then there was Ducky. That guy was always fun.
Yeah, Ducky was cool.
Ducky was cool. Yep.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
I was just thinking like what the catchphrase was, and then all of a sudden it just popped into my head. Yep. Oh, man. Land Before Time was great. We probably watched that movie so goddamn much.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that tape worked by the end of time. And then I don't know if there's sequels to that. They're all terrible.
I
think there's one.
The second one was all right.
I don't think I've ever seen a sequel.
They're all pretty
good. There's like 8 of them, at least.
Yeah,
there's a whole shitload
bunch
of them. Oh, man. Jesus so good. Christ. So sad, man. When that mom dies, spoiler alert. Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. That fucking so T-Rex, sad. Man.
Can't stop crying.
Yeah. Can't stop crying.
Biggest asshole.
Spike. Spike was the name of the green one. The one that kept eating.
So yeah, so he must have been a Stegosaurus then.
Yeah, he must have been.
Just didn't have any like actual spikes yet.
Stegosaurus.
God damn. He's always eating. Dude was just high all the time.
Yeah, he was high. His eyes, his like eyelids are super dark and shit.
Yeah, he hella looks high. You know what I'm talking about.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
This guy knows what I'm talking about. Oh, man. That was good. I also, it's funny because like I'm looking at these like a lot of the movies I have high on my list aren't so like singy songy, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, I was never a big one fan of very, those.
Yeah, me either. Like I enjoy some of the songs, like in Aladdin, like it had some good songs.
Yeah. I think that might have been the
like,
only
looking
one.
Looking back, like yeah. Looking back, a lot of my favorites aren't so singy songy.
Yeah, I'm kinda glad we didn't stick to just Disney movies.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right.
I was going down the list and I think Aladdin was like the only one I really liked. Never really cared like for Lion King or fucking Pocahontas.
Yeah. Lion King's good. I'll give it that.
It's all right.
Yeah, most of mine aren't Disney either. Same way. No. Well, Matt, you're up. You got all two right. in a row here.
Oh, shit. Two in a row.
Two right. in a row.
I'm going to go for a fucking banger and I'm going to go for a fucking sad one. And my second one, I think this is my favorite one as a kid, but I was pretty sure you guys wanted to pick it, and I was correct. I'm going with the 86 classic with one of the best soundtracks, fucking Transformers the movie. Damn.
Whatever.
You guys, movie's so fucking good.
Whatever.
I seriously never watched Transformers. Like, I never gave a shit about it too much.
Yeah, you guys were never a big fan of them.
Yeah, we were never Transformers kids.
Oh, man. I fucking love Transformers as a kid.
I was more of a Dino Riders guy myself.
Dino Riders was a shit.
God, that fucking show was killer.
Oh, man.
What the fuck is Dino Riders?
Look it up.
I've seen it. I remember watching it.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking killer.
Dino Riders.
They had some cool
awesome.
Toys. Fucking T-Rex with laser beams and shit.
I don't think we had many of the toys, but we watched that cartoon like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I want to say we had like the tape. I think that's the only reason why we watched
it. I think,
it.
Yeah, we probably had like, it probably had like five episodes on it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What were you talking about? Transformers.
Fucking goddamn right. Transformers. Fucking Orson Welles' final film feature.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, he was the voice of Unicron.
Oh.
Who's last
you
movie?
Meant, like he directed it or something.
Oh, no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
Wait, are you fucking kidding me? That's funny.
But man, fucking goddamn Optimus Prime bites the bullet in that one. I remember crying in that one. That was a fucking tearjerker and a half.
Oh shit.
Man, that fucking soundtrack. If we need a song for this episode, you need to play the goddamn fucking theme song to this movie.
All right, maybe I'll do that.
Some band called Lion, which I never fucking heard of. There's some 80s rock band. But goddamn, they do such a kick-ass cover of the theme song. This so goddamn good.
That's awesome.
It's like such an 80s butt rock fucking band. It's so good.
I'll have to find that.
Then of course you got fucking Stan Bush with The Touch.
Bush.
Which that one's pretty overrated, but so it's all right. I was more of a fan of Lion.
Lion.
I don't see Orson Welles on here at all. You sure he did it?
Yeah, he voiced fucking Unicron.
Unicorn?
Unicron? Unicorn.
Unicron.
Yeah, he's on there.
Yeah. He died like Unicorn. A year before the fucking release of the film.
Who's Unicorn?
He's like the big planet transformer.
Yeah, okay.
The big bad of the film.
Transformers are weird. So they're like aliens, right?
Yeah, they're like an alien race, but they're robots. And they can transform from like an android type person to like a vehicle.
Yeah, like I get that part. That's all I really knew about them is that they transform between robots and fucking cars and shit. That's all I really knew about them. I mean, the toys were fun.
Yeah, toys are pretty cool.
I think we had a couple of, like, toys.
Yeah, I think we did, too.
They were kind of pansy-ass actual transform, though.
Yeah, they never really worked. We had one that was, like, his legs sprung back, and then you could, like, he had wheels, and then you could, like, slide them back, and then they'd go forward, you know, like that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then when he hit something, it was supposed to, like, spring action, and he's supposed to, like, jump on his feet. It never fucking worked, but it was pretty cool. Like every now and again when it almost worked, you're like, that was cool.
Yeah. It actually did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, it would never like land on its feet, but it would open up and you're like, that was cool.
I think Megatron was my favorite toy. Because he actually transformed into a gun you could actually play with.
That's cool.
It's like big enough for your hand. Pull the trigger, shoot some people.
Kids love guns.
Yeah,
that's
who doesn't like guns?
Yeah. I mean, I don't particularly like guns.
But you like them.
I mean, like, yeah. But I mean, like, when I was a kid, I was, like, shooting everything.
Oh, yeah. You got super soakers. You got fucking Nerf guns. Everything were guns back then.
Dude, I always had to have a gun. Guns. We had so many cap guns growing up. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Laser tags. Guns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man, we used to fucking go play at Kevin's. Who owned that fucking laser tag place?
Kevin's brother? Or uncle or something
like
that?
Oh, yeah.
Something
I never went there.
Oh, man. Damn. That was so much fun.
We were down there like every weekend.
Laser tag Dude. Always freaked me out.
Why?
It's fucking scary. It's all dark and shit. I played laser tag once ever, and I was living in Phoenix,
so
I think I was like 17.
Oh, that's so
funny.
That's
it. It wasn't really for me.
I feel like laser tag was fun, but it just never, I feel like it never really worked as good as it should.
Yeah, no. That's true.
Like, I don't know if I always got a shitty gun or something, but it was just always like more shitty of a pain
equipment.
In the ass than it was fun.
Yeah.
Take like three tries to actually hit them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bullshit.
But yeah, when that was going on, that was dope. We were there all the time.
Yeah. It was awesome because it was just like teams of us. It wasn't like random people in it.
Yeah, it was just like, hey, let's get fucking 15 of us together and go play laser tag.
Yeah.
And we can do it either for free or cheap, depending on who's working.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was good. Good times. All right, Transformers, you got anything else you want to talk about that about?
No. I'm ready. I'm ready. Right. Ready for the sad one now.
Next movie. Go.
God damn, this movie fucking. I was looking it up today, and it was making me fucking choke up, man. Going with fucking 1972's Snoopy Come Home.
What the
Snoopy Come
fucking
Home?
Fucking hell.
You ever see this one?
Nope.
Never knew. Didn't one. Know it was a thing.
But this is the star of the film is obviously Snoopy. And this is when
obviously Snoopy.
It's gotta be.
Fucking Woodstock made his first appearance in this film. The little bird
guy.
Wait,
this is the first Woodstock ever?
No, his little pal, the little bird guy, Woodstock.
Yeah.
I know Woodstock.
Yeah. Was he in the comic books before the movie or no?
No, like, this was his
That was it. That was his first appearance on
debut.
Anything.
Yeah.
Really? Huh. Crazy.
Look at that.
But
look at that.
What do you know? Man, this movie just fucking made me cry so much as a kid.
Pussy.
It's fucking, you're such a little bitch, man.
Because it's fucking dogs, fucking man. I can't pussy. Fucking deal with dogs. I can't watch movies nowadays with dogs because I know fucking 99% of the time they're going to die. So.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Snoopy come home. Does Snoopy dress up as the Red Baron in this one?
I'm sure he has some like Vietnam flashbacks.
Yeah, that's always fun. I like that.
That always like kind of scared me as a kid. I never really liked that. I was like, why is he so
violent?
I was
never a big Peanuts fan.
No, I wasn't a big Peanut fan either, but I like Snoopy.
First band was called The Peanuts. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know, but it was just funny.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Because we liked it. The Peanuts. Oh, man, that was so ridiculous.
Was it just Peanuts or The Peanuts?
It was The Peanuts, and it had a Z instead of an S on the end.
Did you guys like do Iron On shirts with the
fucking
zigzags?
Mark made something. I don't know what the hell he did.
It was like a one-off.
I think it was an iron-on. Like he made like an iron-on thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny. That's yeah, that band name lasted all of about like 2 months.
Nah.
I feel like it was a
this
lot
was literally like
that.
I got a drum set for Christmas, and then we started. Me and Dave started a band like in February of that year, and then. We had a band name around like March or so, and that was the Peanuts. By summertime, we were third man in.
Okay.
So let's put that in context. So, yeah. Yeah. That was terrible. We were so bad.
Yeah, could you imagine if like recording shit was as easy back then? What the fuck sound like? Because I wouldn't. I mean, you were probably in the band. You probably have no fucking idea what exactly it sounded like.
Yeah.
I don't.
It was just noise. It was just fast noise. That's all it was.
Yeah.
It was just me hitting the drums as hard and fast as I could. And it wasn't on time.
Probably not. just...
Oh, man. We had so many songs, though. It was ridiculous. Like, we were just cranking out them hits, man. But,
cranking out them hits.
It's just crazy because, like, once summer hit, and by that time, Mark joined and we had Brian in the band by the end of school year, that was all coming together. And that summer, all we did was play. Like, we were in that garage literally all fucking summer break. And, like, the difference between, like, June to September was light years. Like, it was just, we were in that garage like 6 hours a day, every day, because no one had jobs. Mark had a job.
Yeah, that's right. He was like 18 at the time.
The other three of us, we would just literally, I mean, Dave and Brian pretty much lived at the house. And then we would just wake up, we'd go play, we'd go swimming, we'd eat lunch, we'd go play, we'd go swimming, we'd go play. And then Mark would get off work, we'd play a little bit more. And then that was our summer, you know what I mean?
For like 5 years.
Yeah.
It's a long ass summer.
Yeah. But even that first recording that we did that like, I think, at the beginning of the school year. So like after that summer, and that's pretty bad, but that's, it's crazy that that wasn't even like a year into the band that we cut that fucking, that Balloon Animals Attack.
Oh
fucking
yeah.
CD that we made.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Like that was, we were a band for like 8 months at that point. Like,
really?
I'd been playing drums for like Jesus. 8 months at that point.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Dave had been playing guitar for 8 months, basically. Brian and Mark had actually played their instruments.
They played instruments
before that.
Beforehand, yeah.
Yeah. But me and Dave were...
Dave never played guitar before that? He had to have.
He played on Mark's guitar at Mark's house. So he knew like power chords and that was it.
That's all he needed anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that's all he could do.
That's all I play now. Shit.
Yeah, shit. That's all you need, man. But...
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my extent of the Peanuts.
Nothing right about the actual list. Show yeah. or cartoon or
that. Nothing
to do about
with
any
it.
Of that.
Just, nope. Not even the food.
Just, just the band name that we stole the name from. Snoopy Come Home. So what's the gist of this movie?
God damn. All right. You ready for this now?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
So fucking, I didn't realize this until now, but so the movie is based on fucking Snoopy is kind of in this like little dilemma he finds himself in. He's hanging out with Charlie Brown. They're on the fucking beach hanging out, fucking having fun.
Having a couple drinks.
Then fucking Snoopy gets a letter from this chick, which apparently is her previous owner, which I didn't know.
What?
I always thought fucking Charlie Brown was the original owner of Snoopy.
Yeah, who just fucking trades dogs.
Yeah. So, but she's in the hospital and she writes a letter to Snoopy saying, you know, please come visit me. I'm in, you know, I'm feeling like shit or whatever. And fucking, so Snoopy, the whole, then it becomes like a road trip movie. Like Snoopy's trying to get to the hospital. I think it's like across country and shit. Oh, but then God. The movie kind of deals with a little bit of a dog segregation because everywhere he tries to go is fucking no dogs allowed. Can't get on the bus.
No dogs allowed.
Can't go to the hospital to visit the girl. Fucking
damn.
Him and Woodstock are just fucking bumming it up, fucking trying to hitchhike.
That's hilarious.
It's just, it's kind of sad.
That's crazy. Snoopy Come Home. I didn't even know this was a movie.
Yeah, I didn't even heard of that.
Yeah. You should watch it.
Well, when did it come out? In the 70s?
72, yeah.
Goddamn.
It's like when all those Charlie Brown movies are coming out, like The Christmas Story and...
Yeah, the Christmas one's
the
good.
Halloween special and shit.
Yeah, that one's a classic.
The Halloween one's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, outside of the holidays, I think that's the extent of my Peanuts watching.
Yeah, that's the only stuff I ever watched was the movies. I never actually watched
the baseball. There was a baseball one, wasn't there? Or where they played baseball?
Football?
I feel like
was
I've seen
football,
something
maybe?
Like that. No, I feel like there's a baseball one. Hmm. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's always trying to play football. That bitch keeps taking the fucking football.
Football
from
away.
Him.
Yep. That's what made me think of it.
Bitch.
Fucking dirty bitch.
Oh, shit. Snoopy Come Home. All right.
All right.
Snoopy Come Home it is. All right. So, Matt, that was number 7th pick. Yeah. I have number 8, and I'm going to go with... I'm going to do a little double for... Because it's by the same guy.
Oh, Christ.
And I doubt you've seen either of them, but the real pick is The Secret of Kells.
Never heard of it.
You're goddamn right you haven't. It's so goddamn good. Secret of Kells is an old Irish tale, I guess. I don't think it's based on... Maybe it is based on a real tale. But it takes place in like medieval time, like Ireland.
Like Braveheart?
Yeah, I guess that same era, maybe a little older. So there's this... village that's constantly under siege, like someone's trying to take it over by like these like big barbarian looking motherfuckers, and they're always trying to like get in, and they're shooting arrows over, and so they build these walls to keep them out because they have this ancient book, the Book of Kells, which is a real thing. There is a real Book of Kells. So they are trying to keep that sacred and like kept away because it's like this really important book. So they don't want it to get stolen. They don't want it to get burned. They want to protect it. So that's the big reason why they're building these walls and trying to keep people out. The kids, the young boy who's the main character, his dad is, what is he? He's like a something in religion, like a, not the Pope, but like something like that. You know what I mean? Like some bishop or
your father,
some high ranking type of dude. You know what I mean? Oh,
he's up and, the ladder.
Yeah. He's up there. And this book is like supposedly magical, and there's like this group of authors / illuminators is what they call them that write these books. And the Book of Kells is one. He was like the cream of the crop, and he's not around anymore. So, and it's based on the real Book of Kells, which is, I don't know if you've ever seen old like religious books and stuff like that, where they're ornately, they're all handwritten, but they like the fonts, they were like painstakingly written, you know what I mean? Like by hand, like calligraphy style.
Uh-huh.
And they would have like illustrations built into the words and like a lot of like Celtic design, like going around the pages and like filigree. And they would sometimes put like gold leaf on them. It was like, they're just like works of art, these books, like these old religious books. So the Book of Kells is one of these, and they're trying to do that. So basically the story kind of revolves around that. And the boy kind of leaves the walls because he's like, I want to see what's out there. And then he goes into the forest and he kind of gets saved by like this fairy type of thing. And the story goes other places, but it's another movie kind of like The Iron Giant, where it's like a young boy kind of coming of age type of thing, like, you know, facing adversity and trying to do this. But the animation is what's really great about this movie. The art style and everything is just fucking amazing. This movie came out in 2009 by a guy named Tom Moore, who did the original art and wrote the story and directed the movie. It's just so goddamn gorgeous. Like, everything about it is just like, it's so, not iconic, but it's just very stylistic. Like, the way you look at it, like, everything about it is just like, it's this movie. You know, you don't see it and you're like, oh, that looks like Aladdin, or oh, that looks like fucking Fern Gully or some shit. Like, it's very distinct in what it looks like. And it's great. I love that. Super good. I actually, when we went to Ireland, I made it a point to go see the Book of Kells, which is at the...
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's in the Dublin University in Dublin. It's in the library. It's called the Long Library, which is fucking amazing. It's another reason why I wanted to see the Book of Kells, because I wanted to tour the library. It's this huge fucking galley, like two stories of just old books and manuscripts, and they have like exhibits up, and you can see the Book of Kells. It's so old and like rare at this point that they keep it under like in this special room, under like, it's very dimly lit in there.
Jesus.
They basically turn the page like every couple of days. So you go there and it's just whatever the fuck page it's on is what you get to
just
look
to
at.
Keep it fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the fucking white glove treatment.
That's funny.
Yeah, like this, I mean, the book was created in around 800 AD. So you're talking about a book that's shit, you know, like 1,200 years old. Yeah.
Jesus.
Over 1,000 years old. It's this crazy thing. And it's just like, it's insane. You can actually, if you go online and search for it, you can read the whole thing online. They have it completely scanned and digitized. And it's just, if you are into old art and old Celtic art and old, like anything like that, check it out. It's fucking awesome to look
what
at.
What is it? What does it talk about? Like, what is it about?
It's like a gospel book.
Okay.
So it like predates most modern religion. It's basically like, it's like Christian text, but it's not anything. It's not like Bible stuff. I mean, it's like related to the Bible, but it's not like, you know.
Okay. It's not like a religious thing. Okay.
Yeah. Like, well, like I mean, it's book. Like a religious thing, but it's not like, you know, it's not like the Bible. It's gotcha. It's like a different type of story that does that. Okay. I'm trying to, I just looked it up. It says it's four Gospels of the New Testament. So it's a couple of parts of the Bible.
Okay.
Or of the New Testament. It's a couple of stories. But they're so old that a lot of times it's different than what's in the New Testament now, because it's just been changed so often, which is like the problem with religion, is that it's just like hearsay. It just it's like, oh, well, I don't like that, so I'm going to change it. And then it just, that's what it is now. Yeah, so
that's a new religion.
Yeah. Whoever's got the pen in their hand gets to decide what makes it into that book. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's, but that doesn't take away from the greatness of the art and all that shit that's going on there. It was really fucking cool to go see this thing in person. Like, sounds anytime awesome. If you know anyone that's going there to Ireland, get your ass to the Dublin fucking the university there and go to the Long Library and check it out. Like, the rest of the library is really fucking cool too. Like, but that alone was just like, especially after seeing this movie, and like, I was just like, oh man, this is so awesome. It's the Trinity College is the name of the college in Dublin. But yeah, it's fucking cool. Check it out. Secret of Kells. So,
all right.
Sean.
Next time I'm in Ireland, I'll go check it out.
Yeah, next time you're in Ireland, check it out.
Next time I'm stop by. I'll stop.
Yeah.
But I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah, next time you're in a neighborhood.
Yeah. Am I up?
But but some of the like the cartooning in the movie somewhat reflects some of the art style that's in the book too, yeah, which is really cool. So that's what I mean by it's like kind of, it's very stylized, like it looks very unique, you know what I mean? Like in the way that it's done. So it's super cool. And like they have these vignettes and like some of the like decoration and stuff that goes on, like when they do like montages and like different type of things like that, like they'll have just like patterns going and like leaves going. It's just so goddamn pretty to watch. It's just a great movie. And the story's not like amazing, but the story is pretty damn good enough to keep you captivated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Secret of Kells, check it out. They came out in 2009, in case you were wondering.
That's pretty recent.
So, all right, Sean, you're up. Last pick.
Last one. Ooh, shit. This one's got to be a no-brainer for me.
oh, is it?
It is. It is. I'm going to go with the old school Robin Hood cartoon.
Oh.
The Disney. Fucking love that movie. Yo. It's so good. Have it on DVD still.
Yeah.
That was, if one of my other ones were taken, like if Land Before Time was taken or something, Robin Hood would have been my third pick for
it's
sure.
It's so fucking good.
I think I've seen that one.
The songs are so good. The music's great.
Wait, you've never seen that one?
Really? It's a
like,
little
were
fox.
Were there like animals?
Yeah, he's a fox.
Yeah, the fox. The snake. Baloo the bear from the Jungle Book is in it.
And the fucking snake.
Maybe. I can't sure little John. Remember.
And the fucking rooster that's always like.
I think I've seen like snippets of it, but I can't remember watching the whole thing. Maybe it was
not
it was just like on in the background kind of thing as a kid, but never sat and watched it all.
It's such
oh, man,
a good
it's so
movie.
Good. That whistle. Oh, yeah. Man. That like caused me to love whistling with that fucking movie. Like, I whistle all the fucking time, and I think it's because of that movie.
Probably.
Because of that fucking rooster that would play the fucking guitar, and he would sing, and he would fucking do the whistles. Oh, man.
Was it a rooster? Oh, yeah, that's right. He was like the narrator guy. That's right.
Yeah, he's the narrator.
Yeah, okay.
He kind of had like a foghorn, leghorn thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so
That's great.
Yeah. Great
like,
pick.
I mean, it's Robin Hood. You know the story, but yeah.
To put it into context of like
all the
animals
and stuff.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, it was cool.
Fucking Little John was the bear and
yeah, Little John was the bear from fucking Jungle Book. They just re-fucking purposed him.
Yeah. The snake, what was the fucking the sheriff's name? God, I can't think right now.
Oh, fucking
he's just the sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah, the sheriff. Yeah.
I don't know if he had a
the
name.
Snake was great.
I don't know if he had a name.
The snake was such a good character. God.
Fucking yeah. And there was fucking King John that was played by the lion.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. A good one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I haven't watched that in a while. Maybe I'll watch that soon.
That's a good movie. That's a great movie.
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah. Jumping off of that, into honorable mention time.
Yeah, shit.
Let's just go with the Jungle Book with fucking Baloo.
Clearly. Mm-hmm.
How's it going?
That's a great
I had
one.
That in my
yeah.
runners up.
Man, I love that, that was a good live action movie with Brandon
that
Lee.
That was really good.
Yeah, Brandon
yeah, that
Lee
was
one.
Really good.
Fuck,
that
the old
surprised
one.
Me.
Wait,
I was really, yeah, yeah, I was super surprised by that.
The new one or the old one?
The live action one.
Yeah.
The well, new live action ago. One or the old live action one?
There was an old live
yeah,
action?
Yeah, the one with Brandon Lee. That's what I'm talking about. Dude, it came out
one.
In like 90, late 90s, mid 90s.
I don't think I've ever seen
dude,
that one.
It's fucking
around,
awesome.
When you did that Bruce Lee movie?
Yeah, yeah. It's right around that time. I think it was before the Bruce Lee one. Maybe. Huh. Either right before or right after. But it's fucking good. It's pretty cool. What's his name is in it? Fuck, not the dude who played the Phantom. Maybe it was the dude who played the Phantom.
Oh.
He plays a bad guy, I think.
I
gotta look it up now.
Yeah, I can't remember now.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Can't believe you guys never seen that or even heard of it.
I have heard of it. I've never seen it, though.
Really?
When did it come out? 94? Huh. It's not Brandon Lee. It's Jason Scott Lee.
Jason Lee. That's what it is. Jason Lee.
Now I remember that after seeing those pictures and stuff. Right? I know. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
That was pretty good looking back. Mm-hmm. They used like actual animals.
They did. Yeah. They just like filmed fucking wild animals.
Yeah, fucking
Carrie Elwes. Yeah, yeah.
Elwes, whatever his name is.
I was going to say the dude from Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I love the Jungle Book. If anyone likes the Jungle Book stories, I implore you to read the actual book. It's a very easy, short read, and it's awesome. Yeah, the actual book by fucking Rudyard Kipling is super good, and it's actually part of like... That's just like the Mowgli story is just like one part of it. There's actually other parts of the Jungle Book. Like there's a thing about like a seal. Like it's a collection of like short stories, and the Mowgli story is just one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like there's one. In fact, they made cartoons about that. The Rikki Tikki Tavi, the mongoose that fights the cobras.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
That was a story. That was a story in the Jungle Book. There's one called the White Seal, which is a really, for some reason, that one sticks out the most to me. That's a really good story. There's other stories that are kind of like worked into the Jungle Book, like Ka, the fucking snake. Like there's a story about Ka, and there's a story about Shere Khan, like about the tiger, you know what I mean? So, just story about the elephants. Like it's like all like little shot, like short stories about various characters. Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple of stories that don't have anything to do with Mowgli either too, so really fucking good. Yeah, it's a super easy read. Like they're all short stories, they're fun, good books. Good book.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's like made for, it's like juvenile, like youth fucking type of fiction, so it's a super easy read. I think I read it in like sixth or seventh grade or something. So probably bust it out in a fucking day.
What else?
Oh, just before we go, the other one by that guy, Tom Moore.
Who?
The guy that made Secret of Kells. He wrote another movie and did another movie called The Song of the Sea that came out in 2014. Another one where the animation is just amazing. The animation and like just goes like even above and beyond like Secret of Kells. It, like everything just like heightened. And it's so good. This one's another Irish story. Him and his sister. And it turns out that his sister can turn into a seal. Like there's some weird shit going on. And they go on in this weird adventures. And it's like, it's a very like fantasy driven story. They live like in a lighthouse or something like that. So there's a lot of like ocean stuff going on and seals. And but it's another like fantastical kind of story. And another like heart wrenching story. Like as it goes on, just like kind of pulls at you a little bit, you know what I mean? And but another one that's just like gorgeously fucking animated, and another thing where, you know, 2014 and there's not that many hand drawn styled cartoons that are coming out, and this one just knocks it out of the park. It's like, it's kid friendly enough, but it's also got a lot of adult themes going on too, so it's just a really solid movie. So check those two out. Tom Moore's good at making fucking cartoon movies.
He's good at that shit. So,
he's good at that shit, man. He needs to do a new one. I guess he had some show called Puffin' Rock. I'm seeing that.
Puffin' Rock?
Never heard of it.
Puffin' Rock, yeah. Never like Puffin's the Bird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, it was in 2015. Huh. So I don't know. He's got some story coming out called Wolf Walkers that, looking at this poster, looks fucking awesome.
Is it based off of Fraggle Rock?
Pepper Jack, love Fraggle Rock.
That's all I know.
Ooh, that looks cool. I'm excited for that. Hopefully that comes out soon.
All right. Doggy.
What else you guys got? Matt, what you got?
I only got a couple. Let's see. I got fucking the 80s classic heavy metal.
Yeah.
Which
that's all
right. I kind of felt like I shouldn't have watched it back as a kid. The movie was fucking weird, man.
Yeah. I think I watched that as like a late teen or something, and it was weird even then.
Yeah. I felt wrong watching it. There's a lot of like
made not, me feel there weird.
There wasn't nudity in it, but there was a lot of suggestive stuff in there, and
yeah, there's a lot of sexual tension going on in there. Yeah,
it was a very odd movie. And it had a couple like short stories in it. I remember like some chick in leather riding like some weird pterodactyl thing.
Yeah, I always just thought that movie was weird. Like, I feel like that was a movie that you needed to be on drugs to watch.
Yeah, to fully appreciate it.
Yeah.
What else? We got fucking the Three Caballeros.
What?
Little Disney.
Did you just have a Spanish accent? Three Caballeros.
Well, that's how you say it.
Okay. Tres Caballeros.
It's an old Disney film. I think it was like the late 40s with Donald Duck and two other birds. I can't remember their names.
It's two like other fucking birds.
One bird from Brazil and one bird from Mexico.
Is it like the Three Amigos, or did the Three Amigos rip that off?
No, I think the Three Amigos ripped them off.
That sounds
that's
about,
what I said.
That sounds
that's
about
right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Three Caballeros. That's funny.
I remember watching that a lot as a kid.
I feel like now that you mentioned like Donald Duck in it, I think I might have seen that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm sure you have.
I don't remember it being like a full movie, though. It's like an actual movie.
Yeah. Came out 1944.
Jesus.
No, but
Christ.
I mean, like, how long is it? Like, is it like.
Let's see. I'm trying to find it.
Movies weren't that long in the 40s. It couldn't be.
Movies weren't that long back then.
No way.
It was 72 minutes.
I was going to say
an
hour.
A feature
yeah.
Length.
Okay.
Yeah. It was Disney's seventh film.
That's crazy.
So take that.
All right. Sean, what do you got? Well, let's just go in a rotation here.
Lion King, Fern Gully. Rockle Doodle Doo.
Ooh, yeah, Fern Gully. I got Fern Gully. That was a great one.
Rockle Doodle Doo and Dumbo.
What's Rockle Doodle Doo?
Rockle Doodle Doo.
Rockle Doodle Doo.
Oh,
I forgot about Rockle Doodle.
That's a fucking great movie, dude. It's about the
Rock-a-doodle
roosters.
Rockle Doodle was good.
It's the roosters, and they sing. He's like an Elvis rooster. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I
haven't
about
seen
that
it
one.
In
that's
so long. Yeah, I haven't seen it in so long. When you said rooster, and I was like, oh shit, Rockle Doodle Doo. Wrote it on my list real quick.
I think it was just Rock-a-doodle.
Rock-a-doodle, yeah.
Rock-a-doodle? Do?
Yeah, Rock-a-doodle.
Oh. Either way.
No do?
No do.
No do.
That's Rock-a-doodle, no do.
I didn't know Glenn Campbell played the voice of the fucking Elvis guy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the dude from the Eagles, right? Yeah.
Glenn Campbell, he wasn't in the Eagles. He was a country guitar player. He was in that fucking...
Oh,
wait.
I'm thinking of Glenn something. Glenn Frey.
Yeah, what the fuck was that name of the band? Not the Wailers. They were like the fucking the heavyweights. No, the fucking there was that documentary about them that was so good. The heavy hitters. The
oh fuck yeah, I know.
You know
back from like the
you know
fucking
what I'm talking
60s
about.
Or something like that, right?
Yeah, what the hell was the name of that?
I feel like I've seen that.
Yeah, I think you have because I think I remember
really?
Talking to you about it.
Was it Ryan? He did Rhinestone Cowboy, right?
Yeah, he did Rhinestone Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Campbell.
Movie.
Documentary.
He had a variety show back in the
late
60s, early 70s. The Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour on CBS.
No, that's not it. Studio band. God damn it. This is going to drive me crazy.
Oh, is it the one that we've...
The Wrecking
we've
Crew.
Yeah, as you said, we talked about crew. That. Yeah, The Wrecking Crew. I forgot he was
called.
On that. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
a,
like
that's
in
a
the,
good documentary.
I think it was like the 50s and 60s or something. There was like this group of like studio performers, like studio musicians.
They did like every fucking album you can think of
they,
in
yeah,
like a
they
20 years span.
Like recorded. Yeah, they were like the backing band for every fucking hit album.
The single band.
In that
band.
Era.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it was like, it wasn't just like the same 10 people. It was like... A big thing of like 20 people, and like maybe like eight would do this, and like this group, small group would do this album, but it was pretty much like this same big group of people. It's crazy.
Yeah. Fucking Phil Spector, who was like one of the biggest producers of that era, like 60s, 70s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was their guys. So like anytime he was doing a record, which was like every fucking record, he would be like, yeah, we're going to bring these guys in and they're going to make you guys sound fucking awesome. Like they backed everything. You know what I mean? They even did
a lot of solo artist shit too.
The Beach Boys Pet Sounds album. Yep. Like they did work on that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The first two albums by the Monkees.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy how like bands did not really play their shit on record back then.
Yep. Yeah.
And they were big as fuck.
Yeah. That documentary is fucking awesome. It's called The Wrecking Crew.
It's really good.
It's really fucking good. It was on Netflix at one time. I don't know if it's still is. If it is, fucking watch it. Yeah, if you like music documentaries, it's so good.
Shit.
Even if you don't like it, if you're just a fan of music, it's fucking amazing.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah. And then,
that's all I got.
All right, where were we? Okay. I'm going to just pop through. You said South Park. I got Emperor's New Groove. That's a fucking good one.
That's a good one.
Fucking Yzma. Hey, I'm a llama again.
I forgot.
I got a Goofy Movie. A Goofy Movie.
Oh, my God. I fucked that up.
You fucked up, buddy.
Beauty and the Beast? Beauty and the Beast was also good. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, fuck Beauty and the Beast.
I like that. That's all right.
Yeah, you
were. Damn, a Goofy Movie. Fuck.
Fucking Titanic, like, loving motherfucker.
I got The Rescuers and The Rescuers Down Under.
Oh,
I like
man.
Down Under.
How did I forget that?
Yeah, Down Under was definitely better, but put them together. And then one of my favorites as a kid, American Tail and Five Will Goes West.
Dude, I was just about to say, what about Five Will?
Fucking dark Five Will Goes movies,
West.
Man.
Dude, Five Will Goes West is on Netflix right now. I've been meaning to watch it.
Oh, damn.
It's in my queue. It's on my list.
Watch that again.
I remember my favorite song from that was the No Cats in America. I was like, there's no cats in America.
Yeah. I don't remember anything from those fucking movies, but I've seen them so much.
I think the streets were filled with cheese back then, too, if I remember correct.
It's like the cartoon version of fucking Gangs of New York.
Yeah, it kind of is.
It's funny.
The dead rabbits and the dead mice.
Jesus. Man, movie was
what do we got? You said Dumbo, Fantasia, mm-hmm. Pinocchio. Those are some classic Disneys. I got
Pinocchio.
One more. Oh, something here. Walt Disney and Salvador Dali did storyboards together. They collaborated to make a short movie called Destino in the 40s. Hmm. So they made storyboards, but it never got past that. It was like 45-ish or so. So they had it all planned out, but they never got to the animation stage. It kind of got shelved. And then a couple years ago, like early 2000s or so, whoever was running Disney, one of his kids or step grandkids or something like that, came across this thing and had it turned into a short movie. Like they went off the storyboards and made it. It's called Destino, and it's fucking incredible. You can watch it on YouTube if you search Destino, or you can even just search fucking Salvador Dali, Walt Disney. It'll pop up called Destino. It's just this weird. It's like being in a moving Dali painting. Like it's crazy. It's very surreal. There's not like a linear. It's not like a story ridden thing or anything. It's just pure visual excitement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so if you're into Dali, it's cool. Definitely worth checking out. Not really a full movie, but I just felt like we should mention that because it's fucking cool. And then the only other ones I got is Persepolis. Persepolis? You ever seen that? Or it was based on a comic
sounds
book.
Sounds familiar. I know what you're talking about.
It was based on a comic book. It was like a black and white comic book. There might have been splashes of color in it, but it was generally black and white. It's an autobiographical comic book by an Iranian writer named Marjane Satrapi. I probably butchered that name. But it's basically her coming into adulthood and discovering like rock and roll and music in general. And she's growing up at the same time that like military dictatorships are like coming through the country and like tearing down Iran. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen old pictures of Iran, but they look like hippies. Like they look like, you know, how fucking America was in like the 60s and 70s. That's what Iran was. And then the military dictators took over and now it's like they went back in time fucking 300 years.
Jeez.
So it's crazy to see pictures from the 60s and then see pictures from the 80s and it looks like you would think it'd be flipped, but it's not. You know what I mean? So it's her story of like growing up in that era and like how like rock and roll music and just music in general kind of like got her through that. And it's a really interesting story. not only like the coming of age stuff, but the like the political and like social aspects of it are really interesting too. I think it won like an Eisner Award or something for like best, one of those awards for like best comic books, and then it got developed into a the movie, an animated movie, and I think that won some awards too. It's just all around great story, great fucking, great good stuff.
Ain't it great?
And then the other ones I got are DC stuff, but what do you got, Matt? Let's finish you up and then we go into that.
Let's see. I'll just rattle off a couple. Fucking Sword in the Stone.
Ah, yeah.
Peter Pan. Merlin.
That was good. Peter Pan was good.
Peter Pan, yeah. That's what I was going to mention. That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. What else? Hercules.
I never got into Hercules.
Me neither.
I think I was just a little too old for it.
That's weird. Yeah.
That's a, what is that? That was from fucking, Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
Hercules.
I think that's the second one.
Fucking what else? Fucking Lady and the Tramp.
All right. Oh, what about fucking All Dogs Go to Heaven? That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
Dude, there's a
goddamn dog movies.
There's a deleted scene from All Dogs Go to Heaven when he goes to hell.
Jesus.
Really?
It's like an it's like an extended scene because he goes to hell in the movie. But there's like a big chunk that's cut out. Check it out on YouTube. It's fucking crazy. It's like borderline. Damn. It's borderline scary, which is why they took it out of the movie.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah, definitely give that a look.
Damn. Then last one is The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
What is that? I don't know if I've ever seen
that. I've heard of that.
It's like Disney's fucking Sleepy Hollow back in like 1949. It's pretty cool. I remember that. That was like the first time I ever saw fucking the Headless Horseman.
Let me see. I'm going to bring this up. Maybe I've seen it. Oh, you know what? I might have seen that. I think, oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I remember the guy with like the ponytail with the bow in the back of his head.
Uh-huh.
I remember that character now. Yeah, that was good. That was kind of scary, like the whole the Headless Horseman guy.
I used to watch that around Halloween as a kid.
Interesting. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
That's it.
Yeah, the only other ones I got are DC movies, animated comic book stuff. Like All-Star Superman was really good.
I couldn't even make a list of that. That'd be like a whole other movie or podcast.
The Batman Year One was really good.
Yeah.
And then Justice League, The New Frontier is really fucking good too.
That was cool.
Yeah. I like the art style in that one. That was good.
It's like a retro kind of style.
Yeah. It's like retro futuristic type of shit. That's all I got. That was a good list. Here, let's. We forgot to do the recap on the last one or two, so let's do the recap.
Oh shit, did we?
Yeah,
we did last time. I feel like at least one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I know one of them or two of them we missed. But all right, so let's run down this. So we got first pick was Matt with Aladdin. Second pick was
the Aladdin.
The Aladdin.
The Aladdin. I had Iron Giant. Sean had 3 and 4 with South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Cut and Cut, and Beavis and Butthead Do America. I chose my second pick was Land Before Time. Matt's second and third was Transformers the Movie and Snoopy Come Home. My last pick was Secret of Kells, and Sean's last pick was Robin Hood. Man, that it's funny. Those movies went all over the place.
Totally.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have picked any of those movies for any of us.
No, same here.
Yeah. I mean, outside of Robin Hood, I think everything else I would... Like, I know that you like South Park and Beavis and Butthead, but I didn't think that was going to be, like, your first two picks.
I thought you guys were going to pick them at least.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I had South Park on mine, but it was definitely, like, honorable mention.
Yeah.
I thought Aladdin would go quick, so I went for that one first.
Yeah, Aladdin didn't even make my list.
Shit.
I put it on honorable mention. Type of scenario. If I had to use it, I would have.
Yeah, I probably would have chose Lion King over Aladdin if that was the
Yeah,
case.
Me too, actually.
Yeah, I never really cared for Lion King.
What?
It's all right. I like Aladdin more.
Mufasa?
Get out of town.
Fucking Whoopi Goldberg, Hyena? Come on, man. What's not the love? Everything the light touches is our kingdom, man. Fucking Rafiki?
Not my kingdom.
Asana!
Wait, yeah! Hey,
Well, that was fun. Yeah, that was different.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap, guys. Catch you on the flip side, yo.
Yeah,
see you in a jiff.
Go watch go watch Secret of Kells. It's fucking good. And then go on YouTube and watch Destino and the deleted scene from fucking All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Get real depressed.
They all do go to heaven.
All right, later, dudes.
See ya.
See ya.